Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. Here we are in a brand new episode. I'm your host, Joan, welcoming you to this new live episode. Today we're going to talk about how to reveal your trapped emotions. We're talking specifically about the emotion code with Sue Ball, but first I want to get down to some nitty-gritty. You all know Mercury has gone retrograde. Everybody knows when Mercury goes retrograde, things start going crazy. Schedules get out of whack. Electronics don't want to work. I mean, look in the news. You've seen all the crazy stuff, but we've got five planets currently retrograde right now. But specifically, you've got Mercury retrograde till September 5th. So mind your P's and Q's, cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure everything that you're looking at, we're always re-looking at things. It's a perfect time to go back and say, okay, what needs to be finished? I know in my life I've got things that I need to finish. And let me tell you, if you haven't decided, first of all, what it is you need to finish, the universe is going to show you and going to make you stop and get it done. No matter what it is you have going on in your life, it is now being brought back up in your face to finish it now. If you've not taken the action, do it now. Harness the power of the new moon and solar eclipse that's happening on August 21st, this coming Monday. Use that energy. We have got my new moon happening on the 21st, occurring in Leo, but very late in the sign. The new moon before happening in the sign of Leo. Actually, it was the full moon. This month, we had the full moon in Leo earlier this month where we had the eclipse. We have the new moon happening at the very last degrees of the sign of Leo. Now it's like, oh, let's go. So there's more Leo power. We've got a sense of urgency. We need to make decisions now. We need to end matter so we can move forward. We need to make sure that we're not impulsive, but if we are, that we have everything in order, that we know what we're getting into, we know exactly what needs to be done, we follow it through. But now there's a possibility of everything also falling into place, is giving you the super push. If you know what needs to be done and you are getting things in order, use this energy to make it happen. Saturn is also turning direct. It's one of the planets that planet of karma is retrograde now, but turning direct on the 25th, which is great. So let's utilize this time. Look at our responsibilities. Look at our limitations. Plan our long-term goals. And with this new moon and this extra power, plant the seeds for your brand new future. All right? Okay. With that said, and I'm feeling super empowered, I kind of have my emotions all up in a knot right now. So let's talk to Sue Ball and see what she has to say. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Joni. How are you?
Great. Welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk.
Hey, thanks.
How are you feeling this with this retrograde happening, with this eclipse coming? What are you thinking?
You know what? I don't know. People have been looking at me going, what's wrong with you? And I don't really know what's wrong with me. But two people have said, no, you're off. There's something wrong. And I'm going, no, seriously. But I'm thinking it's tetchy. Tetchy, I guess, is the only word I can think of. It's tetchy. Just
okay.
Not irritable, but maybe on edge. Maybe on edge.
I think I agree. I think we're all waiting for that. I don't want to say we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, but we feel something that needs to be, there's something that needs to be attended to. And, well, I've got my message, so I got my sign, and I'm working on it, so here we go.
So with us
feeling edgy, these are bottled emotions. And it could be something from the past. Let's talk about this emotion code.
Absolutely. The emotion code itself is a technique for identifying and releasing trapped emotions from your past. Now, these past emotions could have happened as, you know, recently as yesterday, or they could have happened, you know, back when you were like one. The reason we want to get rid of the what?
Let me ask you a question.
You can have emotions at one. You have to remember, people talk and talk around kids. You know, you got this little 1 year old in the room, and they're talking around that kid, and they're going, "Wow, kid doesn't understand English." Well, there's a fully formed adult subconscious sitting there going, "Oh yeah, I know what you said. I know what you're talking about." And so let's just say mom and dad are getting in a huge fight, and they're talking about divorce, or dad gets in mad and walks out. This child, this fully formed adult subconscious, may store the emotion of abandonment or panic. And that's going to manifest later in life in some kind of behavior. So, you know, we can't assume that the kids aren't paying attention, because they are. And the things that we say and do to them will reflect in their life later on. In behaviors, one thing, but it can also get in the way of relationships, of your abundance, your ability to get a job, your happiness, and, you know, the big one is if you've got enough of these stuffed emotions inside, they can actually, you know, crash your health. Because these trapped emotions are actually balls of energy, and they are sitting in different places in your energetic body, but they are affecting the physical body. So they are a disruption in the energy field. So if you've got this nice little ball of anger sitting in your liver, well, that's not going to be good. You know, that's going to bring the health of that liver or whichever organ it's in. It's going to bring that your health down. So it's really, really critical to get rid of any of these emotions. And the emotion code is such a super simple technique of identifying them and getting rid of them. And it's all a matter of making contact with your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind knows everything. I mean, it knows everything about you, everything you've ever done, everything you've said, everything you've thought, every face in the crowd, every license plate. It knows everything you've ever done or seen or expressed or thought of or felt in your entire life. So it's like this giant supercomputer. So all we have to do is tap in with your permission. You know, and all you have to do is say yes or no. Yeah, I give you permission. And then we start a series of yes or no questions. You can't ask something that's got any kind of gray areas. It's either yes or it's no. You would ask a question. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but you would ask a question like, is there an underlying reason why Joni's left elbow hurts? And it's either a yes or no. And then I've got a series of screens. I've got a computer program. I've got a series of screens that guides me down. Is it on the left side or is it on the right side? If it's on the right side, is it one of these three? And which one is that? And then it takes me all the way down. At the bottom of the rabbit hole, always takes me down to an emotion. And I say, is it one of these 60 emotions that are on the chart? And I get it nailed down to that one emotion. And then I say, all right, when did this happen? And I usually split things up. You know, I'll start at 30. Did it happen before 30? Did it happen before 20, before 15, before 10, before 5? And then it tells me exactly when it happened. And you know, keeping in mind that the universe is, you know, 5-ish, 10-ish, 15-ish. It's ish. It's not exactly at age 15. So then all we do is I don't even have to ask you. I mean, sometimes I do. I'll say, you know, do you know what this is? Yeah, you know, I got dumped, you know, when I was 15 years old. Something like that. You might know and you might not. And it doesn't matter, because at that point, through intent, all I do is I release that energy from you. The memory is not gone, but the energy of that anger or sadness or humiliation, whatever it is gone, and it allows you then to move forward. Make sense?
Yes, that's great. Now, you mentioned... you have some, say I come in to see you, Sue, I'm having some issues, I want to clear you know, I don't understand why I'm still feeling physically sick, or I'm having these issues where I can't get into a relationship, or I can't find a job, or my abundance has not increased. What can I do? So I come to you, we ask the questions. You mentioned about referring to your chart. So you basically have a picture or a body of the chart. You said your computer program. So it takes you through where on the body, like at a high level, and then kind of drills down into the specific areas?
No.
Oh, all
right, let's back that up, because you asked a bunch of questions there. You come in and say, you know, I'm having a terrible time with my relationships. What I can do is say, you know, and I'm answering these questions through muscle testing, because you give me permission. I could either do the muscle testing on you, which I think is very tiring for you. So I'll just take it and do the muscle testing using the ring method, if you can imagine what that is, the two fingers in a ring together. Stuck is yes. Letting it loose is a no. And it actually does work. You just have to trust me on that. But I ask a series of questions. I'll say, all right, is there an underlying cause for Joan's relationship problems? And it says yes or no. And then if it says yes, and I can say, well, is it emotional? Is it an energetic? But my first question would be, is it I've got my primary screen is broken down into six major areas of your life. On the left side of the screen is energies, circuits and systems, and toxins. On the right side of the screen is pathogens, misalignments, and nutrition and lifestyle. So I'd say, all right, is the underlying cause, is it on the left side or the right side? It says the left side. Oh, is it an energy? Oh, it is. So I click on the energy, and I go to the next set of six. Is it post-traumatic? Is it offensive? Is it mental? Is it emotional? And it might be emotional. And I click on that one, and that one will take me. Is it just a trapped emotion? Now, here's where it gets interesting. Is it a regular trapped emotion, yes or no? Now, a regular trapped emotion would be something that happened to you. You experienced something in your life, and you didn't process the emotion, and it's stuck. That's one. The second one, is it inherited? Now, that seems kind of unfair, but something that happened to great-great-great-great 10 times great-granny. Whatever it was so traumatic, it became part of her cellular memory, and she passed it down in the DNA to any child after that, all the way down to you. And that could be thousands of people, depending on how far back it goes. And, you know, you're talking about in, you know, this the world's history and Earth's history, there's a lot of wars. You know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. You know, you were a goner if you stepped on a rusty nail, you know, or you had a bad toothache. I mean, those kind of things would kill you. So if you had a child that died from something like that, then of course you're going to have some kind of sorrow and emotions, and then maybe pass it down to the next child or whatever the circumstances were in our history. The next one, so we've got you experience it yourself, you inherit it, or you can get it from mom. Let's say mom's going through a really bad pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her and dad are fighting, whatever, dad walks out, our great. She feels like she's been abandoned. She passes it to you. Or it's a high risk pregnancy, a lot of anxiety. She passes it to you. Now what happens is that when you're born with the inherited or the absorbed emotions like that, is right off the bat you've got this trigger. You're hardwired for this. So you mm-hmm. carry this and you view life through that filter until that emotion is actually erased. You're going to view life through that filter. And let's say that it was something that happened, say it's an anger thing. It's an anger thing that you inherited from six times great-grandpa 20 years ago, 120 minus 217. You're talking about the 1800s. You know, we're talking about the Civil War. Okay, so all kinds of bad things could have happened, and now you're born with this big old chip on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about clearing emotions that are inherited is not only do we clear them from you, your kids that you passed it down to, and grandkids if you've got them, but everybody in between you and that great-grandpa. And it's just like it that kind of thing really makes you feel good, because you've just healed the world just that little bit. Do you know what I mean? Now the chips have gone off of all those people. Their little chip on their shoulders, it's gone. So that's really cool about clearing the inheritance. I really enjoy that. So the big deal with getting rid of these trapped emotions is the fact that it gets in the way of you leading a happy, healthy, abundant life and happy marriages, happy relationships, whatever. These mm-hmm. emotions are creating triggers and they're creating filters. And it makes your life so much more chaotic. So when you get rid of them, people always tell me when after I've released all these emotions and usually maybe get 20 in a session, I say, how you feel? And they go, lighter. And I don't know why that's a descriptor, lighter. Because these things were like little chips or little monkeys on your shoulder, cheep, cheep, cheeping in your ear yeah. all this time. And the older you are, the more things you've got, obviously.
Interesting. You had also mentioned... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You.
You had mentioned that you can store these physically, that these items... But we think about it. Oh, yes. So I might react if someone at work may say the same words to me that maybe an old boyfriend had said or my mother had said. Maybe I would react to this person the same way I did years ago when my mother said the same words, or that my brother or my ex-boyfriend had said. I can understand that, the relation, wait a minute, until I recognize that that's where it came from, then learning to clear that. But
yeah.
You said we can store it physically.
Yeah.
And how would that
when
come
the emotion,
out? So
when an emotion gets trapped, sometimes it gets trapped in
mm-hmm.
the area that's the weakest part of the body. You might find, I might go through here and find that there's a misalignment and there's a trapped emotion in your left little finger. I'm going, what? Why is that? But maybe you broke it. Maybe it was a broken bone
mm-hmm.
at the time that this happened, and that's why. Or maybe it was a back problem or a stomach problems. It can stick anywhere. And the interesting part that we found out afterwards, lately, is that they can move, so they don't have to stay where they are. But the fact that they are in there and they are low vibrating. Everything's energy and everything has a vibration. And all of these. Are low. They're all low vibrating emotions, and we have to stay, our vibration rate has to stay between over 62. So when you've got a
mm-hmm.
lot of these emotions, like some of the really heavy ones would be shame and worthlessness, you're talking some really low vibrating stuff. You can't have too much of that without having health problems or being psychotic.
Well,
it's going to affect you somehow. It has to. It's a matter of math.
Makes sense. It does make sense. Now, you said like 62 is your level. Is that on a scale of 100?
No, 62. Dr. Rife came up with that. Between 62 and 78 is normal, healthy adult. When your vibration, your overall vibrational rate falls below that, that's when we start to get sick, and the rates, let's say you're say you fall down into the 50s, you've got your allergies and you're not quite so serious. Well, the further it goes, the more serious it gets.
Mm-hmm.
MS could be in there, and Epstein-Barr and Parkinson's and such, those are going to be in the low 50s. The high 50s might be something like arthritis, something not quite as debilitating. But when it starts getting lower, the number that comes to mind for me is 40. At 42, you've opened yourself up for cancer. That seems to be his magic number that he came up with. And at 25,
mm-hmm.
you're dead. And the reason that there's still that 0 to 25 is because even though your body has decomposed and, you are
mm-hmm.
ashes, you're still molecules and atoms, and they're still moving.
Gotcha.
So it's really important to keep that level 62 or higher. And it's not just your emotions that are going to drag you down. It's going to be all the pathogens that we're exposed to, all the junk that we eat, all the pesticides in our food, the things that are
water.
In the water, the things that are in the air, the things that are the electromagnetic waves, everything has a vibration. Everything. And if it's low, you know, if you can run, get away from it. If you can't, all right, then you're going to have to compensate somehow and keep your energy level up, and maybe it's with just being happy, getting rid of all these, this emotional baggage that's weighing you down, like Jacob Marley in The Scrooge. You know, that's the picture I've got with all this emotional baggage. So you want to keep it up, and it might be, you know, making your choices. You know, like broccoli on the one hand is going to be a high vibration, a Big Mac with Big Mac and cheese is going to be low vibration. So you go with the higher vibration. Or essential oils. Rose essential oil is one of the highest you can get. You know, using the essential oils to bring your moods up. At laughter, happiness, singing, joy, finding your bliss. That's the kind of, even though you've been exposed to some of the bad things, I mean, you know, your karma aside, those are the things that will keep you healthy.
Fantastic. Good. I wish what you answered my questions, really. How do people go about looking for this? Is this a common thing? Because I know this is talking to you is the first time I've heard about the body code or the emotion code. I know it's related. Is this something that people can get trained on?
Absolutely. There is a book. I mean, let me back up. This was a technique that was developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's a chiropractor in Utah. And he was finding that he'd adjust people and they'd slip back, adjust them again, they'd slip back. And he's going, you know, what's going on here? And through however he did it, through prayer and meditation, he got the answers as like on how to clear this up. He's got a book. It's called The Emotion Code, and it's free. You can download a PDF version of it. And that's what I did. I said, all right, what is this? You know, when I first saw it. And I said, all right, I have to have a copy, and I downloaded it, and I started reading it, and it's a complete instruction manual on how to do it to yourself. You know, you can get rid of emotions on your own. When I do it, I'm doing the body code, too. I'm also looking for things past just an emotion. It could be a post-traumatic event. It could be mental images. It could be a despair anchors. I'm looking for other things too that help. But if you just wanted to do the emotion code, download it. I think it's called the emotioncodeoffer.com. It's free. And he's doing this because he wants everybody to be able to at least take care of some level of these emotions. And you can do this on your kids. And you can do this on your dog, your cat, your horse, your pets. It doesn't matter. You do have to have permission, though. I mean, I will put that caveat in there. You know, no stealth emotion code. You have to have permission. But it's easy. It is so easy. And the book details everything about it. And just as another aside, everybody has a lot of stuff. We do. If we went to high school, we've got stuff. You know, we're in junior high. Yeah. Yeah, we know what's out there. You know, there's all kinds of angst and stuff. And, again, there's the stuff, and I'm not talking about the really serious stuff. There's obviously all that. But just the everyday living, being a teenager and getting in trouble. And you've got a lot of things that could affect you. And it's even – here's the thing. When you're doing this on yourself, you're clearing the emotions on yourself, and let's say it comes up with – humiliation, and it happened at 15, and you're thinking about it, you go, I don't remember anything that happened at 15. The thing you have to remember is, okay, at age 60-something, it's no big deal, but when I was 15 years old, it rocked my world. Mm-hmm. So that's the way you have to look at these emotions, and sometimes, so that's why when people say, I don't remember, I have to say, I don't care. Your subconscious told me. It's in there. Whether you remember it or not is immaterial. So then we just get rid of it.
Good.
And then, a week later, they go, oh, I remember that.
Right. So after this is all done and we've had a couple sessions, what do you do? What would I do to help keep my energy up? Or, you know, am I going to be collecting more emotions like dust bunnies?
You can.
And having them trapped somewhere?
Yeah, you have to be consciously aware of an emotion. All right, somebody just did something, and I'm really angry. Well, instead of just gritting your teeth like some of us do and stuffing it, you go, hey, excuse me, let's talk about this, and you process it like adults, like we're supposed to, you know, instead of mm-hmm. taking a different approach, the one that you're used to taking. You know, somebody says something, somebody ticks you off, confront the emotion, own the emotion, and then, big part, let it go.
Let it go.
Because that's mm-hmm. where, if you're still hanging on to it, you still remember it, and yeah, blah, 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 then you didn't let it go. So.
Can this technique be done long distance?
Absolutely. Actually, most of my clients are not living in Ohio. You know, even the ones that do live in Ohio, it's just do it from home, and it's so easy. I'm just sitting here in front of my computer, and I'm acting as the proxy, and I'm releasing the emotions, you know, on me. I use a magnet, and so I take that, you know, the swipe over my governing meridian and do it, but I'm doing it for you. Works mm-hmm. just as well, too. You know, how do you feel?
Wonderful.
I feel lighter. Yeah.
Great. So how can people reach you? If they're looking to have this session done with you, how can people reach you or find you?
You can email me at sue@healingholisticjourneys.com. That's journeys with an S, .com. Or give me a call, 216-459-9094, and that is a landline, no text. And then we just look at our calendars and set it up. And, you know, even if we're in different time zones, makes no difference. You know, some of my clients are out in California.
Great. Well, this whole new situation, I know I worked with you through quite a few things, learned a lot about myself. And, you know, thanks, family, for bringing me some inherited emotions. I mean, come on.
I know.
What if we were running out of food or hungry or something? But, you know, I don't need to hoard things now. Let me clear out my closets.
And that's a real good example.
Helped.
You know, why you might do something, you're going, why am I a hoarder? I mean, not that you are, you know, but you'd say that, why am I a hoarder? And it might be, you know, that great-great-grandma lived well, you know, a couple generations ago, they were living through the Great Depression.
Right.
So, yeah, you can get it that way.
Great. Yes. So anyone listening, if you need Sue's help, if you want to clear up some of your emotions and you can't figure out why you're blocked, give her a call, 216-459-9094, or reach her at sue@healingjourneys. Did I get that right?
Yep.
.com.
Yep. And it's not
Perfect.
Just finding out things like, you know, why does my left elbow hurt? It could be, why can't I have a relationship, or why can't I find a job, or why can't I lose weight? Or I mean, it's anything that can be answered with yes or no questions, that's where we can start digging.
All right, great. Thank you for coming on this week on Real Metaphysical Talk.
Anyone, well, thank you for having me.
Great. I will put a link up on the information on the Facebook page under Real Metaphysical Talk. Don't forget to look there. I will be sharing other information as well. And if you've got those special glasses, run out to your store and get ready for the solar eclipse coming up on the 21st. We will talk with you soon. Thanks for joining me. Take care.